This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
They're back. The two biggest names in sports talk radio. The only sports show where less is never more. Sir Charles Barkley and James Gandolfini. It's time to belly up. Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Belly Up. I'm former NBA MVP Sir Charles, joined by the former MVP of the HBO series, The Sopranos, James Gandolfini. How you been, Tony?
Not bad. Nothing but Costa jubilation. Sure.
Okay, well, today on Belly Up, Tony, I thought we could talk about the NFL. It's finally underway.
Oh, yeah? Well, not for me.
No, Tony, no, it's underway. These games count. It's a regular season. They kicked off last night.
Wasn't talking about the preseason, you prick. It's talking about tradition. It used to be any given Sunday. Now every day of the week's got a game.
Yeah, but Tony, they've done this before. Thursday night football ain't nothing new. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
I think they're starting a new tradition on Thursday. Really? It's something they can do every year now.
What's the matter with you? We did it every year before. Except it was on Sunday, the way our forefathers intended.
That's right.
Tony.
Use your head.
Tony, please.
The fact is, opening day Sunday used to be special.
Yeah.
It used to be bigger than Christmas Day.
Yeah.
People wait all year long. The week before was the best. Mm-hmm. People would go out, they'd work, they'd put in 6 hard days, they'd earn. Just so they could wake up Sunday morning, dust off the balls, get the paper, read the lines, pick 4, and lay on the couch until you got bed sores.
All right.
Yeah. The fact is, it used to be special. The same reason why you don't cuddle with a whore.
True.
Tradition.
That's true.
Give it a couple of years, they're going to ruin the whole thing.
But Tony,
you wait and see. Give it a couple of years, it's going to be the NFL. Come back, 2 for Tuesday. This will be off. Not on my watch, Goodell. Not on my people. Overpaid prick.
Jesus, Tony. I think this year, though, overall is going to be a great season. Brett Favre come back again. See, some things stay true.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Just when I was starting to get over being pissed off. How could he do that? All those good years. How could he do that to the Jets?
Jesus Christ.
I know, Tony. Well, even though I know you hate to see people break tradition, I want to see if you're going to break these. New from Wonka. Gobstoppers. Chewy Jawbreaker. They the bomb.
Oh. I'm kidding. Let me see him. Chewy Jawbreaker. It's like a oxy...
Yeah.
Like a... Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't think of the word.
Oxy...
It's like an oxy...
Oxymoron.
Well, these are pretty good.
Oxymoron, Tony.
It's like a kaleidoscope of flavors. Jesus Christ.
Is it like an oxymoron, Tony? Easy, Tony.
They're pretty good. Keep them coming. You can feel the colors changing with your tongue.
You've had enough, Tony.
Give me a second. Give me a second, you prick.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Just lock them all together. I think I'm close to blowing a bubble.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We'll look forward to talking to Al coming up, but right now, we have a couple of other things I wanted to feature. We were just playing the game Poetry for Neanderthals.
Oh, there he is.
I'll wait 1 second. And we were playing Poetry for Neanderthals, and the answer was a side boob.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of that old radio show we used to have.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. I'm side boob.
I'm butt crack.
I'm puppy parts.
And I'm Chick McGee.
Let me hear that one more time. I lost the third one there. Who was it again?
Good morning. I'm Cyborg.
I'm Butt Crack.
I'm Puffy Parts.
And I'm Chick McGee.
We had Puffy Parts, Cyborg, and well, Al Jackson joins us from his home. And Al, we've been plugging your gig. I got to get it right now. It's Dale's Weston Lanes in Weston, Wisconsin,
there
Friday.
There you go.
And the Ridges in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday.
And if I heard correctly, is that where they make Pringles, or did I make that up?
I don't know.
The Ridges, two people told me that, but I did not verify because I'm extremely
Somebody
lazy.
Somebody called Greg Warren.
That's interesting.
Yes. They make Pringles in the Ridges? I thought they'd make Ruffles there because Ruffles has the Ridges.
By the way, Pringles has no Ridges.
Looks like you've taken a break from mowing a lawn, and you're sitting up next to a big shrub, and you're talking to us.
I don't know.
Dean said that you couldn't see my head, so I'm crouching down like I'm Patrick Ewing in the fourth quarter, just leaning on his knees, listening to Pat Riley.
Yeah,
that's the way to go out and score 71 points in four quarters.
Your shirt is a clergy-esque.
Yeah, your arms are like priests.
No, it is a kimono.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks Japanese.
Can a black man put on a kimono in his own home?
Yes,
in America?
Sir.
I guess he can.
In his own homono.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, you know, Bobo wears a kimono.
Oh, God, I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
Hey, Al, when you were a kid, did you get into wrestling at all? And are you aware of Bobo Brazil?
Brazil?
Or Dick the Bruiser? Any of those guys? Yeah. What era? Did you say your dad used to watch it?
No, my dad didn't, but my dad said that my grandfather lived and died thinking that wrestling was real. Like, my grandfather, my dad said he could never convince my grandfather. He'd just be like, Dad, you know wrestling's not real. He'd be like, yeah, I know, son. Like, to the death, he was like, nah, like, that's real. I came in, you know, I'm Mr. Wonderful, Hart Foundation, Paul Orndorff.
Oh, okay.
And buying wrestling magazines. Like, they were in black and white. I always thought that was so futuristic. I was like, I could look about wrestling in a magazine. And now if I told my kids that, they would literally think I just unthawed myself from iceberg. But yeah, that was like, do you remember what a big deal it was to like just like get a wrestling magazine or like know somebody that whose dad would take you to a wrestling match? It was like wrestling was huge for me as a kid growing up. And then there's a moment I think every adult goes through this, whether you're going to be a professional wrestling adult, because there's still like grown men that watch it and talk about it and blog about it. I think I checked out like a lot of people at like 14. I was like, oh, girls, I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
once again, Al Jackson on the road. And Al, your comedy album will be out soon.
It will. And you know what, Tom? I'm very excited about this. Actually, thought about you once it was confirmed. I'm going to have some cassette tapes printed up as well.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a couple LPs. I want some vinyl. I've always wanted a vinyl Al Jackson. So I need some album art. Maybe we'll put that up for.
Oh, I can get PJ on that for you. Hey, let me ask. Ooh. So the title is going to be.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, please don't say that. No,
Tom, we might have to do this.
You're opening the door for him to come up with a title.
Yes.
Here's what you guys don't understand. Okay, now I know what I'm doing. I'm opening up to Tom. It's like when you open up the closet that you never go into. You know the thing, the bowling ball falls out.
Right.
Like stuff. But what you need is in there, too. So that's what it is when you like ask Tom for help. Yes, some terrible stuff will come your way. You might get a concussion.
Yeah, you might get hit in the head with a bowling ball.
The fact that you're going to do an album, let me rephrase it, a vinyl record, means that it really expands your options for a title because now you can relate it to the artwork because you're going to have a nice, beautiful bit of artwork on the cover, which you don't have in the world of streaming. Yes, Willie?
For the LP, can you call it the AL-BUM, the album?
Is that fun for
anybody? Apparently not. Okay, I'll go back.
I think it's cute, buddy.
Implying that Al is a bum?
No, it's just album.
I'm not saying he's a bum.
No.
Al's name is in the word album.
I see. Okay.
Al's bum.
If you glance at it, you're like, look at Al's bum.
Wait a second.
I know what the problem is. You remember we're talking to Al Jackson, right? You remember that? Okay. His name's Al.
Okay. No, I understand that. I'm just saying Christy's idea of when you flip it over, the backside is
Al's bum.
Is Al's ass.
That's fun. That's a good time.
I'm on board. Okay.
There we go. I see myself. I have to. At some point in my life, and I'm 45, so you know it's time to get these things done. I need to take like an album cover. I want to have an album cover with me on a white rug, and I think I might need to be wearing a white suit. I don't know why. That's just what that's what's channeling through me through God right now. So I don't know. I see candlelights in the back. Yeah.
Is there some
glass of red wine?
Is there some famous rap album you've always wanted to redo with you on the cover, maybe?
You know what, Chicky? That's so weird you say that because I am obsessed, absolutely obsessed with the period of R&B and funk albums between 1979 and 1990. They are insane.
Is there a particular cover, though, that you really love?
Well, yeah, there's one. There's a group called LTD.
Sure.
They have you guys have to pull their album cover up. They have one of my favorite songs of all time, but they also have 20 shirtless black men with afros holding rings in front of their face like you would a mirror. And I don't know who signed off on this. That was back when like you could have 17 people in your band before you realized, oh, we're cutting this check 21 ways. So I'm going to do a solo LP after this.
Earth, Wind, and Fire just became Earth. Hey, listen, we don't need the horns. Get a synthesizer, will you?
Exactly. Like, how do we cut down on hotel rooms?
Is this what we're referring to, this one?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, do you see that picture? It's amazing.
Wow.
LTD, if you're home, L.T.D. But yeah, you have to, first of all, incredible album, but also... It's just 20 shirtless men, and I always like to think that in a world where there's no compromise, in a world where there's no giving an inch to the other side, 20 men decided that was going to be their calling card for the world.
Yeah.
So just remember that human beings can come together.
And that was before Photoshop, so they all were closed in tight, like touching, like chest to back, bare.
I like it that it says featuring Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he's great.
Yeah. That's right. That's where Jeffrey Osborne came from.
So, Al, we'll work on this, and give me a ring. I do want to mention that you're going to be live. This is so cool. You're going to be at Dale's Weston Lanes in Weston, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And that's Friday and Saturday. The Ridges in Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll do our homework and see if that's where they make... Ridges, or what did you say?
Double check.
Ruffles.
Pringles.
Pringles.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Willie kind of shut my argument down pretty quickly. He's like, don't Ruffles have ridges? That's like when you're when you have a lawyer and you lose the, you're losing so badly when the other lawyer says that, that they just start fake writing and putting stuff in their briefcase. Like, oh, no, we've already lost the case. Now I just have to look like I don't want to get disbarred. Yeah. So, yes.
I got an idea for you, Al. Album title.
Oh, God.
You like wearing sweatpants, right?
I ever since the accusations that the judge gave me, yes.
You like wearing sweatpants. You know the famous Sticky Fingers album cover with the Stones? Where it's just like from the belly button to the top of the thighs, and there's an actual zipper in it, the Andy Warhol.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's actually that was done by the...
It's iconic.
Yeah. Joe D'Alessandro is the guy with the big bulge. You could do the same thing except with sweatpants and then stick a Pringles can in there and go live from Pringles. What do you think?
I feel like you had
an idea. Did you just get hit with that bowling ball?
Yeah, once again, that's your concussion you were talking about, Al.
That was it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's something I'm gonna play around with in my head, Tom. But yes, we're gonna keep spitballing ideas. So that's in there though.
Okay, good. Time for you to educate this radio man in the world of language. What have you got over there?
Tom, you know, as winter's coming around, you're not going to be able to go outside as much as you want to. Maybe even, you know, if you like to ride horses. We all know what horses are, Tom. Can you tell me what the Iron Horse is, Tom?
That was a famous football player, right?
The Iron Horse.
Wasn't there someone called the Iron Horse?
That was Lou Gehrig's nickname.
That should have been the name of Viagra.
The Iron Horse was Lou Gehrig's nickname, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So the Iron Horse is a thing? And it has to do with winter?
Or being inside?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I thought an Iron Horse was a train, like a railroad.
Yeah, I did too.
So, but you see,
check out the big brain on Chicky.
Oh.
There you go.
Well.
So what does that mean?
That's it. It's a subway.
Oh, a train.
Oh, I'm taking the Iron Horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh.
All right. So, Tom, let's hear that in a sentence. And I need you to really put some zhuzh on it. We need a little zhuzh this morning.
Do you remember what zhuzh is?
Right? I was staying down in the village, and I decided to go up to Broadway to see Mike Birbiglia's show, so we took the Iron Horse.
Oh, huh?
Perfect.
How's that sound?
That was the most natural you've probably ever said a word, because usually you change your voice and you go, well, saw a lady.
Well,
as you would.
In the event that there are no taxis or Ubers, I guess we're pressed for time. We'll just grab the Iron Horse on Canal Street and head up to Broadway to see Birbiglia. Yeah, Mike Birbiglia is on Broadway right now with his show. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And Birbiglia is also in the new Taylor Swift video.
Yes, he is. He plays a pastor.
It's very, very cool. I got that one. You got one that's hard?
Yes, and by the way, did you guys see that they made Taylor Swift take that scene where she said that she was fat out of her video? Her fans did.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It was, yes. There's like a scene where she's talking about how she had body dysmorphia issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was a scene of her as a young person, and then it's like her ghost of Christmas future self standing over her shoulder basically saying, you're not fat or whatever. And so the thing was, feel good about yourself. And her fans are like, we don't like the word fat, take it out.
Oh,
and she did. And I'm just, I know, Jess, I know. I'm like, I said this on the show. Mm. This is why you cannot cater to the masses.
Yep.
Like, artists cannot just be like, okay, you guys didn't like that. Well, let's just start standing over Stephen King's shoulder. And like, when he's typing, just be like, I don't like that. That's scary. Take that out.
Yeah.
Hey, too much blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can't he just meet a good woman on Bumble and keep it moving like Al did?
Hey, Al, this just in from Dean. The Ridges is a golf course and old racetrack in Wisconsin Rapids. Oh. So you'll be there coming up on Saturday.
And I was close. So thank you, Dean, for corroborating what Willie led us all to believe, that Al doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, I was, buddy, I was trying to make a fat guy joke. I was having a good time.
Oh,
so
really?
We still don't know where they make the Pringles.
An accurate assessment.
I can't figure it out. I don't know where they make the Pringles either.
Okay.
And also, can I just say something that's not popular? Pringles, I don't, turn them down. But do you ever like go to the store like, I want Pringles? Obviously people do, but they're just weird. I don't like their... They don't like the fact that they're smooth.
Is it the can? They come in a can? Is that it?
Yeah, well, the can gives you anxiety because you're like, you know when you're getting to the bottom of it. You know, like when you have to reach your whole wrist in there.
Yeah,
like,
but I think there's there's an honesty about Pringles. You get that many. You get that tennis can full of them. With potato chips, you get air.
Well, there's some settling in Pringles as well.
And there's crumbs.
I think during these times, what's that word they use? Something-flation? Shrinkflation.
Yeah.
I think they're putting more air in the bags of the chips, frankly.
Yeah.
Pringles are great when you're on an airplane for some reason. They're great to travel with. Maybe because they don't get crushed.
Yeah, that's true.
In your bag or whatever.
Do you find them, they're just too regimented?
Too uniform?
Yeah. They really are the North Korean police potato chips. They're just in a straight line, and there can be nothing different about them. Yeah, it's I don't know. I do like broken chips at the bottom. Look,
do you?
At the end of the day, it's you know, it's Tostitos with a hint of lime, or it's nothing. That's what I'm here for.
But Pringles are very tasty. I like.
Yeah.
Pringles are made in Jackson, Tennessee, here in the States. They're also made in Belgium, Malaysia, Poland, and China.
Try to do duck bills with a tortilla. That's not going to work. Your Tostitos.
That's true. You can't walk around
with like a duck. Pringles is the only duck bill chip that
is right
on the market.
It's a great gag. Do you know the duck bill gag, Al?
With putting it in your lips? Yeah.
I was getting. I just
because there's only a couple of things to do with Pringles. You either put them in like that, or you put them in like sideways, and it kind of blocks your mouth like a creepy adult pacifier. Shout out to that fetish.
I can tell by the look on Al's face.
He's so polite, but that look on his face.
What is your
It made me start thinking about other fetishes. Like, I always thought, isn't like a foot fetish the best one to have? Because you can go work at a shoe store, go to the beach. When I'm at yoga, I'm not a foot fetish person. I'm like, there's a lot of exposed feet here if you're into that. Mm. But like, what if you're into like the baby fetish? How hard is it to find somebody to be like, hey, do you want to go change a grown man? I just ate. Like, because it's not a baby diaper. Still, I don't care how big that diaper is. That's going to be all Al Jackson on the rear end. So you have to really be into that.
You're going to get some great email, Al.
I think we're done.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.